This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you've got any questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, now is a prime opportunity to get in and get on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Again, our number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number at the office right here in Madison, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. Joining us this morning from Kloss Financial is Malia Cuevas, and we'll be joined by CJ momentarily. Malia, how are you doing today?
Very good. My nose is a little itchy because all of those pollinating flowers out there going crazy.
Yeah, I've got a couple of times I've had this, just that pounding headache, and you can feel it in your sinuses. And you go out to the car, if you left it out overnight, it's covered with a dusting of just pollen. You're like, oh my goodness.
But we're not going to complain because we live in the Midwest and we live for these days.
Yeah, exactly. that is the perfect perspective. And we've got a fantastic conversation ahead this morning. We are going to be talking about, I think a lot of people wonder about the difference, go Roth or go traditional when it comes to retirement accounts. We'll be breaking those two down and talking about some of the features of each. And we'll do that as we talk with Malia and CJ this morning. Don't forget, as well as we talk, we will bring up an eventual question that will come up at the end of the program for the Kloss Quiz Question Week, which is a fantastic opportunity to win a great prize this week. No exception. The folks from Kloss have provided a $25 gift card to Portillo's. And again, listen typically to the question and answer to the Kloss Quiz Question Week come up during the program. Speaking of the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, Malia, let's take a look back at last week's Kloss Quiz Question Week and get the question and get the answer as well.
Yeah, so last week we explored the world of RMDs, which stands for required minimum distributions. So for those people getting close to the age of 72, their ears perk up because they know this is probably going to apply to them. So if that's you, listen to last week's show to learn a little bit more about that. A lot of listeners last week, our question was, at what age must you first begin RMDs today? Multiple choice, was it age 62 or age 72? And congratulations to Jim of Madison, who correctly answered age 72. Of course, this was a change. Last year, it moved from 70 and a half to age 72. So Jim was listening carefully. So listen yourself today and see what kind of question and answer we might have.
And again, yeah, pay close attention to the program. Both the question and answer come up during the show. Don't forget, I mentioned the website, klossfinancial.com. That's klossfinancial.com. Don't forget as well, the first appointment at Kloss Financial, it is complimentary. Their number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. And today we're going to be talking about the question, which is the better choice for you, whether it's to contribute to either a Roth retirement account or a traditional one. And this is a pretty big one, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So we're talking about Roth and traditional here. And I guess to be clear as we begin, contributing to any retirement account is a good thing. Often we've talked on the show about not missing any sort of matching or free money that your employer would offer to you through the 401k plan. And sometimes, as Malia pointed out a week or two ago, sometimes people misassociate that with, oh, I shouldn't contribute if my employer doesn't contribute, or I shouldn't contribute if my employer doesn't offer a Roth option. And that's just simply not true. You should be trying to save for your future. Period, right? And so we're going to talk about the difference between the types of retirement accounts that you can save into, but don't get confused by that, in that even if you get the types wrong or confused, you're still better off from having saved in the first place. So whether you should do Roth or traditional, which is also known as after-tax or pre-tax, really depends on your own situation. But first, let's establish an understanding of the difference between Roth IRAs and traditional IRAs, and also Roth 401ks and traditional 401ks. So a Roth account is a special retirement account that you fund with post-tax income. Again, post-tax income. There's no upfront tax deduction for Roth IRA or Roth 401k contributions. That is different than with a traditional IRA or traditional 401k. If you put money into those, you do get an upfront tax deduction. But in the case of the Roth, you do not. There are also contribution limits for these types of accounts. So Roth IRAs have the same contribution limit as traditional IRAs. And in 2021, contribution limits are $6,000 per earner if you're under the age of 50, and $7,000 for earners if you're over the age of 50. And this is all based upon your earned income, meaning you have to have earned income to make a Roth IRA or traditional IRA contribution. Now, differently than the IRA world, both traditional and Roth 401ks also have the same limits. However, the amounts are different. So those amounts are $19,500 if you're under the age of 50, or $26,000 if you're over the age of 50. And by the way, that age 50 thing, it's often called a catch-up. But for all intents and purposes, just think to yourself, once I'm over 50, I can technically save more of my earned income into either an IRA or a 401k. So again, remember, in a Roth IRA or Roth 401k situation, again, this is the Roth, you do pay taxes now, meaning in the year in which you earn it, you pay taxes now. And however, as you know, for those who have listened to our show, the growth is thereafter tax-free, which is a really big deal. Now, if you earn less, so I mentioned earned income. If you earn less than the maximum amount you want to contribute, let's just focus on the Roth IRA. And let's assume you're 55 years old, so you could be putting away $7,000. If you earn less than that, let's say you only earned $3,000, the good news is you can still contribute, but you can only contribute up to 100% of what you earned, or the maximum, whichever is lesser. And so if you earn $3,000, then you can only contribute $3,000. This is one of the ways where people get confused as they get into retirement, because they will say to Malia and I, they will say, hey, I have that Social Security income coming in, but I don't need it, so I want to make a Roth IRA contribution. And we go, can't do it. Roth Social Security is not earned income, and therefore it doesn't qualify for you to use that cash flow to make a retirement account contribution. So some complexity here, but there's kind of the difference between the Roths and the traditionals at a high level.
And by the way, before we get phone calls, that's not CJ's definition of earned income. That is the definition of earned income. It feels like every time that definition comes up, we have callers saying, I earned that. And it's like, yeah, yes, but it's not, we're not talking we're talking about the definition of that stuff this morning. Talking this morning, of course, with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great resource to learn more about Kloss Financial. You can also sign up there for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. And it, of course, also includes a link to the most recent podcast. All you got to do is head on over to klossfinancial.com to get signed up for that weekly email newsletter. Speaking of Kloss Financial, their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. And if you'd like to get on the air with your retirement-related question, get on the air with CJ and Malia. We'd love to hear from you right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. So let's talk about what the requirements are and some of the benefits in having that Roth IRA. For example, can I put money into both a Roth and a traditional, or what do we need to know there?
Yeah, so those are some great questions. One of the first things we'd like to point out is anyone can contribute to a Roth IRA, provided you do have that IRS-defined earned income. So as long as you've earned income from a job, you could actually open up an account for your child. My daughter started putting away money into a Roth when she was 13. She was giving violin lessons at that point. And so rather than just putting it into a savings account making nothing, she put it into a Roth, which has actually been growing for her in 10 years. That amount has gone up quite a bit. And so these are nice vehicles to get started as soon as possible. So it could be for your child, your grandchildren, or yourself. So it really can be a very powerful tool, knowing that someday that money's going to come out tax-free, which we all like that word. So keep that in mind. So eligibility limits. I just told you there's no age eligibility, but there is some income eligibility. So if you make too much money, you may not be able to contribute to a Roth Roth IRA, but you might be able to make a partial contribution, which there's phase outs depending on where you fall with your income. So right now I'm talking about Roth IRAs. So in 2021, just keep people updated, the adjusted gross income phase out range for taxpayers who are making contributions to a Roth is between $198,000 and $208,000 for married couples who are filing jointly. And for singles, heads of household income phase out is $125,000 to $140,000. So if you make less than those amounts, less than $198,000, $125,000, you will be able to contribute. However, if you make more, you are phased out according to where your income ranges. So just keep that in mind when you want to go make that contribution. Speak to your financial advisor or your accountant to see how much will be qualified as you being able to add to your Roth IRA. So we like to remind people your total contribution limit. So CJ mentioned the amounts for 2021 into the IRA, the $6,000 or the $7,000 with a catch-up. It doesn't matter what kind of IRA you put this money in, providing you're qualified for income purposes, but the total amount between these two types of IRAs cannot exceed those contribution limits for the years. So to be more simple, you could, in fact, put $3,000 in a Roth IRA and $3,000 into a traditional IRA, if that made sense for you. Point is, you couldn't put $7,000 or $6,000 in one and $6,000 in another unless you were using your spouse as well. So just keep that in mind. Total limits mean total limits between all IRA contributions for the year. So what are the benefits? You know, and I think that's what's funny. I get calls all the time. People say, well, my neighbor said to put money into a Roth IRA. You know, they don't know anything more, but their neighbor did it, so they think they should do it. It really depends on your tax bracket, both now and when someday you're going to retire. So that's what we look at. So Roth IRAs definitely make sense if you expect your tax rate to likely be higher during retirement than potentially your current rate. So it kind of takes some of the tax uncertainty out of the equation because, as CJ mentioned, Roth IRA contributions are taxed up front, whereas traditional IRA contributions are tax deductible. Bottom line is this: do you want to pay taxes now? Nobody does. Mm-hmm. But does it make sense for the future? And we definitely like to look at the future. So who really should use a Roth? Well, they really, as I said, ideal savings for young people, or also if your income is not so high and you don't need that additional tax benefit, to consider doing that. And in terms of estate planning, Roth IRAs may be a good solution for those who want to leave assets to their heirs tax-free, but now understanding that they are going to have to be liquidated, some changes in rules, within a 10-year period if it's not a spousal beneficiary. So keep that in mind. So unlike traditional IRAs, there are no required minimum distributions on Roth IRAs, which is a really, really important feature of a Roth IRA.
Fantastic overview of Roth IRAs. Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. You can learn more about CJ, Malia, and the whole team at Kloss Financial on the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Also learn about the separate divisions at Kloss Financial, as well as sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Scroll down to the bottom of the page. You'll see the envelope that says Stay Current. Do what I did. Get signed up. It's a really nice, again, weekly snapshot of what's been going on in the markets, as well as a link to the most recent podcast. That's telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. And of course, if you got a question for CJ and Malia, we would love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll take your call next and continue our conversation with CJ and Malia as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website to learn more about Kloss Financial. Also get signed up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. Or if you have a question, we'd love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Talking this week about Roth retirement accounts and traditional ones, comparing and contrasting those. A lot of great information so far. And as we've been talking as well, flexibility comes into play. And are Roth's IRAs more flexible than those traditional IRAs?
They can be, yes. So beyond tax rates, some other unique features of the Roth could influence your decision about whether you should contribute. In the previous segment, Malia was mentioning that Roth IRAs are ideal savings vehicles for younger or lower income earners to be making contributions into. And as Malia was mentioning before, if you are the grantor of a Roth IRA, grantor meaning you are the one making the contributions into the Roth out of your earned income, there is no required minimum distribution out of those. Whereas if you are the non-spouse inheritor, if you're the non-spouse inheritor, it does have to come out within 10 years. But when you think of a Roth, there's a few key flexibility factors to be aware of. So first, you can withdraw contributions at any time without taxes or penalty. This is different than a traditional IRA contribution. But notice I said you can withdraw contributions, also known as like principal or basis of what you put in, at any time without taxes or penalty. So you could put $6,000 in at age 40, and say at age 48 you have an emergency, you could pull back out those contributions without taxes or penalty. That acts as quite a bit of a flexibility feature. Although you normally must hold the Roth account for at least 5 years and be at least 59 and a half before you can tap the earnings tax-free and penalty-free. So in a Roth world, you have to separate contributions or basis from the actual earnings section, because our earning typically has to stay in there for a minimum of 5 years and age 59 and a half before it becomes tax-free and penalty-free. Now, there are some exceptions, of course, to these penalized withdrawals. It could be for use of $10,000 for a first-time home purchase. It could be in the case of disability. You can also avoid the penalty if you withdraw the earnings to pay for higher education costs for yourself or a family member. So there are exceptions, but here's what I'd say. Just remember the key, which is basis or contributions can be removed at any time without tax or penalty, typically, but earnings have to stay until 59 and a half to avoid the penalty. Another key factor is that there's no, I mentioned this before, there's no mandatory withdrawals. So this is big. This is really big. Malia mentioned in the prior segment, traditional IRAs are going to start having a required minimum distribution at the age of 72. Therefore, your ability to use that vehicle, this traditional IRA, as a way to pass on your estate to your kids, it's limited, because they keep forcing you to pull more and more and more out of that thing. Whereas a Roth account, on the other hand, there is no required minimum distribution, and therefore you could just leave it alone, never pull money out of it, and pass it on to your children or grandchildren, penalty-free, tax-free, and without being forced to take distributions along the way. Now, again, as Malia said, those beneficiaries, if they're not your spouse, would have up to 10 years to pull all the money out of that Roth account, but it's still better than the traditional IRA. And then furthermore, you can save now into both traditional and Roth IRAs at any age. It didn't used to be this way, by the way. The Secure Act changed this. You used to not be able to contribute to a traditional IRA at the age of 70 and a half, even if you were working. But now you can contribute to both a Roth IRA and a deductible traditional IRA at any time, at any age, as long as you have the earned income to offset that contribution. And finally, I just want to really hone in on this 5-year rule with Roth IRAs. I don't want to get too deep into the weeds on this because this is super complex, like super, super complex. And it has things that are impacted by if you're rolling over from a 401k to a Roth IRA. There's all these restrictions and things to be aware of. Except what I would say to you is if you are planning on putting money into a Roth and you might pull that money out within the first 5 years of when you created it, my comment to you would be warning, warning, warning. Talk to your accountant or talk to your financial advisor to make sure you are doing it in the right way so that you don't get pinged with an unnecessary penalty.
Anytime I see the words a penalty, 5-year rule, an IRS or anything like that, I suddenly start thinking, yeah, take that stuff pretty seriously. So you want to make sure that you're following that stuff to the T. Really good information this morning, talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you've got a question for Malia and CJ, we'd love to get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We talked RMDs last week, and Donna joins us with a follow-up question from last week's program. Donna, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Thank you. I'm wondering, I am approaching, well, not quite as fast anymore, the point where I'd have to do an RMD, but I want to put the money into a, what do they call it? The qualified, the donation type of thing. So I don't
QCD, qualified charitable distribution. Yep.
Do I now have to wait until 72 to start if that's what I'm going to do with the money, or can that be started at age 70 still?
Oh, Donna, such a great question. So you're saying age 70, it's actually 70 and a half. So
right.
70
right.
and a half used to be when RMDs began, required minimum distributions, and when QCDs began. But when they made this change in law, it's actually such a great question, Donna. They only moved the RMD age out to 72. They did not move the QCD age. So to answer your question very directly, no, you do not have to wait until 72 as long as you are 70 and a half. Now, Donna, be careful. It is literally 70 and a half. It's not the year in which you turn 70 and a half. You literally have to be 70 and a half or older when you do your first qualified charitable distribution. But to answer your question, no, you do not have to wait to 72. You can start it at 70 and a half.
Perfect.
Great question.
Thanks, Donna.
Thanks for calling. And of course, if you've got a question, still got a little bit of time to get you on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Our number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. We'll head on over to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. We'll also wrap up our conversation about Roth and traditional IRAs. And we'll, of course, do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget about their website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. And the telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial. Get to know your appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up a little bit later in this segment, we'll do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a $25 gift card to Portillo's. Before we get to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner, as we kind of talk about Roth 401ks, are they available at work? And of course, are the returns better than traditional 401ks? That's the literal $1 million question.
Yeah, neither CJ and I are going to say that you're going to have better returns because that really has nothing to do with the registration of the account. You might have different investments in each account, but it sounds like a popular thing to have. So people say, what are the reasons? Again, it's really, really looking at which choice is better for you. The initial returns are likely not to be better. They're going to be about the same. But again, it has to do with your taxable income and if you want to be reducing that on a yearly basis or planning for the future. So the biggest thing to understand about a Roth 401k is that there are no income limits. So if you do have the availability of a plan at your work, and my understanding is there's like about 70% of all 401k plans they do offer a Roth 401k component. Understand that it doesn't matter how much you earn, you could contribute 100% of the allowable contribution level for a 401k into the Roth portion if you so chose to do so, unlike the Roth IRA limitations that we spoke of. So again, maximum you can put in total between a traditional 401k and Roth 401k in 2021 is the $19,500 or $26,000 if you're over 50. So some people will put 100% in one of the plans or 100% in the other plans, or they split it up. So, but one interesting note about the Roth 401ks is that when you retire, you will, it's just one of these funny rules that doesn't make sense. You do need to roll the Roth 401k into a Roth IRA at that point, or you will be forced to start pulling RMDs out from that Roth 401k, as providing you're no longer working there, at age 72, unless you're still, like I said, unless you're still working, not working, you're still working, or you're a 5% owner, then there's something different on that for you. But point being here is that, you know, you're saying, well, okay, but I thought RMDs is when you take the money out and you have to pay taxes on it. Well, you don't have to pay the taxes out. But the point is, the IRS says, hey, you need to get it out of there. We're not going to let it sit there forever growing so that someday it comes out not taxable. They want you to start taking those distributions out. So that's why you do need to get it put into a Roth IRA. So again, it has become more popular in the last 20 years for people to take advantage of these Roth 401k options. We would suggest that you speak to your financial planner or your accountant and see if that makes sense for you at this point in your life.
Very good guidance, as always. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, going to do the Kloss Money in Motion, the Kloss quiz question week in just a moment. But now it's time for the Money in Motion listener question corner. And Melanie wrote the following question. She says, I have heard about the idea of Roth conversions, but I don't understand about the taxation or the limits. Can you explain?
Ah, yes, Melanie. I'll try to keep this brief, but such a great question. Thanks for asking it. So a Roth conversion is different than a Roth contribution. We had already mentioned that in order to make a retirement account contribution of any kind, you have to have earned income. But that is different when we're talking about a Roth conversion. So very simply, I want everybody in their minds to think about when you have money outside of a retirement account, outside the doors of a retirement account, you have to have earned income to get it inside the doors of a retirement account. But once it's inside the doors of a retirement account, then you can move it from the pre-tax bucket of the retirement account to the after-tax Roth side of the retirement account without earned income. And often people will do this in what Ed Slotz calls the sweet spot, which is post-retirement but pre-RMD age. Let me repeat that. Post-retirement, so think 65, but pre-RMD age, which is 72. And the reason that's the sweet spot for doing conversions is because that's when your income is lower. And therefore, when you move it from the pre-tax to the Roth in a conversion, you must pay income taxes at that time, but there is no income limitation, and really the amount you can convert is huge. I don't remember exactly, but $100,000 per year sticks out to me. It's a large amount you can move from pre-tax to Roth in any given year. And you can do that every year. Again, you have to pay Uncle Sam along the way. And by the way, anybody who's thinking of doing this on their own, my comment would be don't. Just don't. Work with an accountant. They're probably the most important entity to be involved. And then also with your financial planner to make sure it makes sense in the long run from a planning perspective. But great question, Melanie. More people, truthfully, should be considering Roth conversions, but it's pretty complex.
Very, very good information. Great question this morning. You too can be like Melanie. You can, of course, email your question in to the folks at Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Also want to hold on to that telephone number because now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 442-5637. If you are the first caller with correct answer to Kloss Financial, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Portillo's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question Week is this. If you put money into a Roth IRA or a Roth 401k, when do you pay income taxes on that contribution? Is it the same tax year or something in the sometime in the future? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win the $25 gift card to Portillo's. Don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for the initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, it's always great hanging out. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, John.
We'll be talking baseball, Mallards baseball. Vern Stenman in studio. We'll be talking with him. All sorts of great stuff coming up at the Duck Pond. We'll get the details from Vern next as Madison in the Morning continues right here. 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial. Money, money, money.